Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called A Brilliant Insight into the Effectiveness of Habits. The critically acclaimed Winning Habits of Steve Jobs by Dr. Robert Taguchi provides a glimpse into the successful attributes of this remarkable icon of the technology industry, often characterized as one of the founders of the personal computer revolution. Steve Jobs displayed distinct habits and behaviors of entrepreneurship that were the foundations of his success. The vast majority of books that describe his success emphasizes what he did in terms of dates, events, startups, product launches. Winning Habits delves into the exploration of the how behind Jobs' remarkable success. Dr. Robert Taguchi is a writer. He served as a former faculty member at the National Defense University, teaching courses on leadership, strategy, and personal effectiveness. He also spent a decade contributing to conceptual change within the U.S. Army, served two tours with the U.S. Army's Training and Doctrine Command as the Director, Strategic Plans, and Chief Initiatives Group, a B.S. degree concentrating in engineering from the U.S. Military Academy, and a Ph.D. in history from Duke. He and his wife, Tina, live in Vast, North Carolina. And back with us on This Week in America, Dr. Robert Taguchi, author of The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs. Dr. Taguchi, welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Been looking forward to this all day. Great to have you back with us.
It's great to be here. Thank you for that superb introduction. And this is a favor of God that I get a chance to talk about this book. Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here to talk about this book. Dr. Taguchi has been with us before. You'll find that in our archives. It's a fascinating conversation. Love what you did in the book because it's a really different approach, and we'll talk about that during the course of the interview. I want to take a second here just to talk a little bit about your background. You're from what, the state of Hawaii, taught in Washington, D.C. How do you end up in the East Coast?
Traveling to the East Coast was probably the furthest thing from my mind when I grew up on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Oh, yes.
And it's a beautiful island, so, you know, the southernmost island with active volcanoes and fern grottos, waterfalls, and white, black, green sand beach, the scuba diving. It's just a beautiful place to grow up. But at the age of 17, I received two scholarships to go to the East Coast, one to the Navy Surface Academy in Annapolis and the other to the Army at West Point. And I could not swim, so I chose the Army. So that's funny how little things in life steer your whole career plan.
And yes, a lot
and
of
I landed in New York City and been there ever since. Go ahead.
That's just amazing, yeah, how little things like not swimming. Okay, you eliminate the Navy right away, and you end up at the military academy. And what an illustrious career you've had. And on top of all of that, a very successful writer as well. What made you decide to start writing?
And that's interesting because I was a terrible writer when I grew up. I was a bad reader. I was a poor writer. I was a whiz in math and science. I could do well, but I struggled every year to even write Christmas cards. Just those two or three sentences were aggravating to me as a little kid. So I said a prayer. I said, God, I want you to bless me with the ability to write a book, and I know you can do it. And then a couple decades later, you know, I had great professors like I.B. Holly at Duke that taught me how to write.
Well, they did an excellent job. The book is proof of that. The book is The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs by Dr. Robert Taguchi. I'll spell all of that. The book available at stratton-press.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Of course, information up on our website as well. I mentioned the diverse background you have in the military. With that background, what inspired you to write this book about The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs?
And people ask me that all the time. Why Steve Jobs? Because he's not associated with the military. But as you know, today the U.S. military is in the throes of great technological innovation. We're relying upon technology to get the next big breakthrough on the battlefield. So who better than to study about technology innovation than Steve Jobs? So it fits right in with where we're trying to go. And I noticed that Steve Jobs, he had certain habits of innovation that were repeatable. You know, he found the dots, he connected the dots, networked the dots, forecasted and scaled the dots into the future. And he has a certain pattern of innovation that I got into. And his accomplishments are just, superb. There, he was a spark that brought some of the best software to make personal computers successful around the globe, leveraging his insights from Xerox PARC. Well, he's been instrumental in the development of all these wonderful technologies. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say it's incredible to get the how. We think of him as this brilliant person, sort of the, you know, God gifted abilities to do this. It really was a process with him, wasn't it? It was the habits, the winning habits, that made all of this innovation possible.
Exactly. And what I noticed is these habits are repeatable. It's not something that only one person can master. And Steve Jobs, I mean, he came from a background that was not impressive at all. So, he really brought himself up on his own through these habits.
When you were putting this book together, he, of course, was a well-known figure in the business community. Did you receive help from Silicon Valley in researching and writing this book? How helpful were the people there? Did you lean on them to get some information?
Yeah, absolutely, because I was not from Silicon Valley. So I reached out to the folks that were willing to work with me, Mr. Dennis Montgomery in particular. He was an Apple engineer in the 80s. He spent a lot of time with me discussing Steve Jobs and his habits. And Dennis took a critical eye to my writings and provided me great feedback. He kind of steered the ship. But I've also had detailed conversations with Bruce Horn and Mark LeBrun, who are part of the Macintosh team. I think Bruce is at Robust AI now, and Mark is at Prometheus. But they helped me to get some of these insights. And these insights are important to be able to get that personal touch and understanding Steve Jobs.
Yeah, people that were right there as all of this was developing, and what an exciting time it was. We pick up the paper now, and every day we sort of see something new in innovation. This was really almost unheard of at this particular point in time, that you could do what with what he's come up with. It's just an amazing story. The book is The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs by Robert Toguchi. That's Toguchi. Book available Stratton-Press.com, Amazon.com, all of the usual places. And, of course, Jobs is a magnetic landmark figure for America. Why don't you highlight what really intrigued you about his background, specifically growing up in Silicon Valley? What was it that captured your attention?
So when I studied Steve Jobs, I was looking for something remarkable in his childhood. And I think the thing that impressed me is that there was nothing exceptional about Steve Jobs' upbringing. You know, he was put up for adoption at an early age. His family was not wealthy. Paul and Clara Jobs were, you know, a blue-collar family living in the Bay Area. Paul, his dad was a machinist, a part-time mechanic, and a full-time later car salesman. And Clara Jobs was a homemaker. So I'm studying his background. I saw nothing really remarkable. But then as a young man, I think he started to develop these habits. And, you know, he was essentially a disadvantaged youth from a middle-class family, and he was a dropout of college. And when I started getting into what turned him around, I learned that it was his habits, simple habits over a period of years that built on his success to become the CEO of Apple.
And you bring those out so well, and we'll touch on some during the course of the interview today, but they're all in the book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs, by our guest on the program, back with us, Dr. Robert Toguchi. Book available wherever books are sold. We'll give you that information. The title again, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs. Why did you select the topic of habits for your perspective on Jobs? And then I'll ask you about the importance of habits, especially on an entrepreneur.
Habits is an interesting subject. So to many competitors in whatever field you are, habits are critical and essential for long-term success. Some of the world-class performers like Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer, he maximized the use of small habits, small changes in his daily routine to gain a tremendous difference in his ability to swim. He would even practice habits like having his goggles fill up with water so he knew how to deal with stressful conditions. And later on, he was in competition, and sure enough, his goggles filled up, and he knew how to deal with that stress. And at the same time I was researching this book on Steve Jobs, there was a book by Charles Duhigg called The Power of Habits. And I read it, and it made sense to me. Once a habit is formed about the age of 8 or 9, it is extremely difficult. You have these habits for life. And if you have habits of success, you cannot help to be successful in your field. And with this idea in mind, I looked at Steve Jobs through that lens over time to recognize his winning habits were critical to his success as a world-class leader and a tech entrepreneur.
You've been able to really go behind the curtain and look at Steve Jobs and sort of analyze that success that you just talked about. From that vantage point, talk about the unique habits of Jobs that maybe many of us wouldn't even realize, but captured your attention, some of the unique aspects of the habits that he developed.
So what was unique about Steve is that he designed every day of his life. Whenever possible, he did not leave any time of his own to chance. So each morning, he would get up and look himself in the mirror and ask, if today was my last day, what would I like to do differently so that I'm just a little bit better today than I was yesterday? And he did that throughout his entire life. So he was an early riser. He got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, great excitement. And at one point in his life, he was both the CEO at Pixar and the CEO at Apple. That's tremendous. And his morning routine was highly productive. So in the mornings, all he did was phone calls and face-to-face meetings dealing with administration. He just dealt with the day-to-day business in the mornings. And then in the afternoons, he dedicated to focusing on innovation, innovative design, new products in the Apple Design Center. And he would immerse himself in a creative environment. Everything around him was there to kind of foster creativity and innovation. He wouldn't take any PowerPoint briefs. And he would embrace the hands-on experience of feeling and touching each product. And so he set that time aside only for that purpose. And then the evening, he spent time with his family. So in all of this, that was his daily routine. And he mastered it so that every day got better and better until he was at the top of his game.
And he obviously had the discipline to follow through. So many of us think, okay, I'm going to start a new habit. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take care of administrative stuff in the morning, creative stuff in the afternoon. Yet you don't have the discipline to follow through. Something else comes up, or I'm going to spend time with my family. I got a chance to do this. So I'm going to spend time with my family tomorrow night rather than tonight. Discipline, obviously, a big part of his success as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's his drive. You know, he knew that he came from a background that was not very impressive, and he had a goal that he wanted to be successful. So I think that's one of the elements that you have to motivate yourself. And you can motivate yourself through habits, too. You can make it a routine every day to look at your vision board and see where you want to go. You can make it a routine every day to spend a half an hour reading. And pretty soon you get a desire to read because you have the habit. So a lot of these are conscious decisions, but you got to want to be successful. And I think that was one of his key elements.
Then do you find that after a while, if you're out of your routine, if your habit is interrupted, it's a negative, isn't it? You want to go back and start all over and do it the way you've always done it.
And that's one thing about Steve is that I noticed that he had a mindset that was different. And
yes.
He understood the importance of the mindset in terms of mental habits. So he had this idea of positive thinking. Everything he did, he tried to turn it into a positive approach. He meditated. Every morning he meditated on what he really wanted in life. And he focused not only in the mornings, but throughout the day. So he knew that his mindset was really very, very important to be able to stay on that path.
You'll find all of this and so much more in the book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs by Dr. Robert Taguchi, our guest on the program. That's Taguchi. Book available, stratton-press.com, amazon.com, all of the usual places. I want to take a brief break here. We'll be right back. I want to talk about his ability to innovate, which is remarkable when you think what he was able to do, especially at this particular point in time. We'll talk about that and more with Dr. Robert Taguchi after these messages. We're back. The program This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us, talking with Dr. Robert Taguchi, back with us on the program about his book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs. Doctor, but when we left, I was talking about this ability to innovate. Talk about that, what you found in your research and talking to people and studying Steve Jobs, this ability to innovate, to focus on what really were revolutionary products.
And so Steve had a number of unique habits, I guess I would put it that way. Some of them were to foster an inquisitive mind. Another was to amplify in simplicity. But the one that I want to focus on is the ability to zoom in and zoom out. And when I first heard that, I didn't know what he was talking about. So I got into the details and read what he said. And Steve Jobs said, a lot of what it means to be smart is your ability to zoom in and zoom out of a situation. So when you're in a city, you can look at the whole thing from, say, the 80th floor, you can see the entire city. Well, everybody else is trying to figure out what's going on. They're trying to get from point A to B by using a map, and that takes them a long time to figure out where they are. But if you're at the 80th floor, you see it all. You see the whole thing. And as a CEO, Steve Jobs said that he mastered the skill of zooming out, so that he says smart people in the room have this ability to do this routinely, to zoom out, see the big picture, zoom back in to see the details. And those that master that skill are the ones that are really the most competitive. So I found it intriguing, and it works for me too. But if you want to be smarter than the next guy in the room, develop that habit of zooming in and zooming out and get that experience, and you're going to be better than 90% of those in the room.
And I was just going to say, boy, that's something we all can use in everyday life. Just something simple, zoom in, zoom out. It sounds simple, but you need to implement it. And he was able to do that so effectively. When you were doing research, any insight into how he was able to develop game-changing products? That's so fascinating, that aspect of what he did. They were game-changers, and they were totally different. Where did that vision come from?
I think a lot of those came from experience, but it has a lot to do with his term that he used of connecting the dots. And when he said connecting the dots, it was much more than just linking different pieces of information. First, you had to find the dots. And Steve created a network of people that would inform him of what was going on around the tech community. So he would find the dots, and then he would sit back and he would look how these different innovations were connected and saw the overall trend in the particular field. And then he used his network of subject matter experts around the field to then look at who were the most experienced to be able to either tap into their mature understanding or to buy them out so that he had access to that ability. And then he would create the product, and he would forecast and scale that product into the marketplace. So these skills obviously didn't come overnight, but I think through practice and experience, this idea of connecting the dots and making that a routine helped him in ways that gave him a time advantage over the competitors and the ability to get into the marketplace faster than his competitors.
The book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs, almost like a masterclass in innovation, in leadership. I mean, it's amazing what Dr. Taguchi has put together in this book from his research, from his interviews with people. And I know you've talked about the book specifically designed for young professionals, how it will be helpful, especially as they're starting their careers. Talk about that. What's the takeaway that young professionals should be getting from The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs?
I think this is ideal for young professionals because they're getting into their field and they don't know the how what it takes to get to the top. And I think a young professional can study what others have done. And this is really a study of Steve Jobs, someone that mastered these skills. So these are world-class habits that he refined. And I actually have a chapter in the book that gets to practical steps for applying the winning habits. So if you don't want to read the whole book because you're not a big reader, just go to chapter 5, and it summarizes about the top 11 habits of this book. And some of the headers for those habits are fostering an inquisitive mind. You want to be always questioning things in your environment as a young professional. And you learn the best that way when you're always asking why. Why is that going on? Can I do it better? Another top hitter is guard your heart and follow your passion. If you do things that you love to do, then going to work is easy every day. You know, it's not work. It's going to be pleasure if you follow your passion. And Steve talked a lot about that. Innovate by connecting the dots. And I gave you a glimpse of that, and it's covered in much more detail on the book of how to connect the dots. Amplifying simplicity. You'll find that the more you climb up the ladder, you have less and less time. So if you can focus on only what's very, very important and remove the clutter from your desk and amplify simplicity, you're going to be better than 90% of the people that are in your field. So those are just a few of the habits that are in this chapter five. So there's an entire chapter dedicated to helping young professionals to get ahead.
You know, I told you this was like a master's class. It is a master's class, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs. Just a remarkable job done by our guest on the program. Back with us, Dr. Robert Toguchi, T-O-G-U-C-H-I. A couple minutes left in the program. What was the overall purpose of writing the book on Steve Jobs? And what did you hope to accomplish? Because you're really changing lives, especially a lot of young professionals out there who can shape their careers in the right direction from the very beginning.
Well, at this point in my life, I've spent about four decades, in the workplace. I've gained a lot of experience, and I want to be able to give it back. I want to be able to help others. I want to be able to share insights that maybe they won't get on their own. And it's a quick read. You can pick it up. You can skim to where you want to dig in, and you can understand and dig into a particular aspect of Steve Jobs in terms of his character, in terms of his knowledge, in terms of his ability to do execution and practical experiences. So it's broken out topically. And I've spent over two decades working with the military in change and innovation. Since 1996, and working as a strategist on the Army staff, teaching at the National Defense University on subjects such as leadership and strategy and effectiveness. And I worked on the TRADOC staff at Fort Monroe on future warfighting concepts for the military. Over 7 years at that time, just developing new ideas for the Army. And I wanted at this point in my life to give back. I want to give back to young professionals to try to share some of these insights. And I believe Steve Jobs has something to share with each of you in this early professional development that will help you make a difference. And if you want to be successful in your career field and you want to learn about world-class habits by other successful professionals, then this book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs, is the book for you.
You know, that's interesting because you mentioned other professionals. I got about a minute or so left here, but you look at other people as well. Similarities did you find in their habits?
Yeah, because I wanted to see if there was commonality,
yes,
between Steve Jobs and other CEOs and other people that are at the top of their game. So I took some time to study Jeff Bezos, Mark Cuban, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, and Larry Ellison. So I actually have little sections in the book about those individuals to what was the common denominator that those successful, in these cases, billionaires had that kind of dovetail with Steve Jobs. And the one that I found the most commonality is this idea of fostering an inquisitive mind, that each and every one of them had this desire to question everything. They weren't happy with the status quo. They weren't happy with the way we do it today. This is how can I make a revolutionary change, a game-changing way of making this better. So you can see with Jeff Bezos and Amazon, how the delivery of products, through the normal retail system was just not working in this age of digital effectiveness. And his way of delivering products to the customer now is putting a lot of retail companies out of business. But it's because he questioned what is going on today and can I make it better in a revolutionary way with digitization and with the integrated chip. You can see many of these had that common denominator of wanting to make a huge difference, looking for that big breakthrough, not for just incremental change.
The book is so well done. So much valuable information in the book, The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs, by our guest on the program, Dr. Robert Toguchi, T-O-G-U-C-H-I. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com. Amazon.com, all of the usual places. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Taguchi, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Would love to do this again. So much more to talk about. Excellent job. I'm taking notes here. I got 3 pages of notes already and plenty more in the book. So thank you for spending some time with us once again on the program. Always great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on board. This has been an outstanding interview. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. The Winning Habits of Steve Jobs, Dr. Robert Taguchi, our guest and the author. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.